Good morning, McTow man. Door stoppers, you know. I've made wedges. I've made, you know, all sorts of things. But this is a foam door stopper, right? So here the wind can blow from the east and then blow from the west and blow from the east and north, south, up, down, in, out, you know, all this sort of shit. And hard door stops are sort of like bang, 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 you know. So this is packing foam. Repeat after me. Packing foam. And it's fairly... No. It's used as packing foam, but these are also in those, fold out gym mats, you know, and all this sort of shit, you know. So it's, having to carve up a... Oh, I just woke up. Don't pick on me, I can't deal with it. God, fuck. Yeah, anyway, so these are the... Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, I love my hand in my pocket. That's it. Oh, fuck. Must you? This is a... packing foam, right? And it comes in sort of layers of thinner shit bonded together. Enough to fucking just hold it together, but when that is put in the... Oh, where's my fucking head? When that is, say, the door sill... Now the edge of the door, and then and the door swings. Where is it? That's it. And then the door instead of the door swinging closed into the fucking frame, it now. I've got to mirror this. So instead of the door closing neatly into the frame, the door now neatly sort of hits onto something and it leaves a small air gap. And that little air gap is really important when it comes to like ventilation and allowing air to flow through the place. Without gale force, you know, if there's strong winds blowing, it moderates, it throttles the fucking wind going through the place. And these soft things are much better in terms of they allow the door to close, but not fully. And what's the other word? And they're soft. And if you tread on them, you don't sort of twist your... You know, you don't sort of go, ugh, and twist an ankle or any other sort of shit, you know what I mean? And so that's a huge improvement over blocks of wood. So, door stopper.